That was the trouble with the clans. They had an absurd notion that every man's voice should be heard in council, so they argued about everything endlessly. Even their women were allowed to speak. Small wonder that it had been hundreds of years since they had last threatened the Vale with anything beyond an occasional raid. Tyrion meant to change that. Bronn rode with him. Behind them, after a quick bit of grumbling, the five clansmen followed, on their undersized garrons, scrawny things that looked like ponies and scrambled up rock walls like goats. The Stone Crows rode together, and Chella and Ulf stayed close as well, as the Moon Brothers and Black Ears had strong bonds between them. Timmit, son of Timmit, rode alone. Every clan in the Mountains of the Moon feared the Burned Men, who mortified their flesh with fire to prove their courage, and, the other said, roasted babies at their feasts. And even the other Burned Men feared Timmit, who had put out his own left eye with a white-hot knife when he'd reached the age of manhood. Tyrion gathered that it was more customary for a boy to burn off a nipple, a finger, or, if he was truly brave or truly mad, an ear